The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and when he went into the Pharisee's house, he reclined to dine. And a woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating at the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears and dried them with her hair, kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee had invited him, saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50 denarii. Yet when they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. "Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." And turning to a woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, and she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of our Lord. When I first looked at the text from Luke, the first thing I thought of was small things are still important. Within the text, Jesus was looking more at the little things that the woman was doing than what the Pharisee was doing. The Pharisee was providing Jesus with food. The woman cleaned him. What the woman did seemed like a small act, but Jesus knows it's the little thing the woman saved. Even today, there are little things that everyone does. So every day, like holding a door open for someone or helping carrying something when their hands are full. These little things don't go unnoticed. There are people who notice these things, like how Jesus noticed the woman. One of the main reasons that Jesus noticed women is because how much women is giving up for Jesus. When looking at how much he did compared to what could have done, the woman did more because she didn't have as much and still tried to do good things for Jesus. In the world, there are people who give up things, whether it's money or resources, for other people. Some people will directly help someone or donate money or resources to a good cause. This doesn't mean they have to give a lot, though. The story was using the amount as a comparison, showing that they both helped. The woman was helping what she could, so other people can help with what they can, even if it isn't a lot. This doesn't mean everyone has to give most of their things for others, though. They can give what they want, so they still have things what they need, maybe a little what they want. There are many ways everyone can help in the world, whether it's help not one or many people. If there are more people in the world like the woman in the text, the world would be in a better place.